Did any of you, by any chance, follow the plight of Dava Sobel a couple of years ago? She was then a science reporter for the New York Times, who was volunteered, I think is the polite way to put this, to spend a month in a sleep lab having her circadian rhythms studied. She was told that she would not have her job if she didn't do it. And in truth, all they discovered was that, left to its own devices, a body would run on a 25-hour rather than a 24-hour day. But in order to discover this, they put her into a sleep lab where there were no windows, no clocks. There was a large one-way mirror through which she was watched. She was attached to all kinds of devices. She said at one point that she knew when they were taking blood samples. She could feel this very gentle tugging that would go on. She was not alone even in the bathroom or to sleep, not ever. And she was not allowed to have things like chocolate, coffee, letters from friends that might have dates, newspapers. Nor was she told when she would be released. So you can just imagine what this was like. And she sent out weekly heartbreaking letters that became progressively more and more desperate, more and more intense, and they were published by the New York Times. I couldn't write to her, so I wrote her this poem instead. It's called Sleeping Beauty of the Bronx, and it begins with a little quote from the New York Times. Last Friday, Dava Sobel, science reporter from the New York Times, entered the Human Chronophysiology Laboratory, Montefiore Hospital, to begin 25 days as a research subject. She is cut off from the outside world. Freed of the constraints of the 24-hour day, her body is expected to establish its own biological day. Dearest friend, dead to me by time's present fiction, I read your plight weekly through the dream whirl of print, how they pox your face and arms with high-strung electrodes, chart your blood tides, stint you sunlight and chocolate. A pheasant under glass, you are all alone, yet never alone enough. Glad-eyed by a legion of mute observers, drawn to the oasis of your vital signs. Even your spine begins lower now with a rectal probe, in throwback irony, almost a tail. Eeriest of all, you feel blood samples leached from your veins, at random moments, a quiet tugging. How can I picture you, glass frail in a glass burrow, neon blazing and all your life signs open, with only a syringe's steel kiss on your birthday, yesterday, though you told no one? Outside, in the fidget and bloom you crave, summer is like a new philosophy in the air, crammed with wild strawberries and speckle-throated lilies, baby garter snakes lying like pencil leads in the grass, and the pool a single blue shutter where mallards bill dip and ceremonially mate. Sleeping Beauty, I read your Times article this morning and cried. One day, through no fault of our friendship, we'll find ourselves asleep apart forever, betrayed by the green anthem we love and have plighted our word troth to in such different ways. Exiled to the nightmare we ferry in our cells, rubbed to silence by the thickening waves.